Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine. We're talking to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about healthcare issues and questions and things that might be on your mind that matter to you. It's Mick Lee, and today we have our special guest, Dr. Scarpato, family medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Scarpato, thank you again for joining us this month.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So I want to talk to you about primary care, especially with people moving in Chicagoland from maybe the city to the suburbs or, vice versa. You might want to find a doctor that's closer to you. Luckily, there are primary care physicians all over Chicagoland at Northwestern Medicine. Can you kind of explain to us what a primary care provider is and what you do?
Yeah, so a primary care doctor, or a PCP, is a general practitioner who you see for your annual exam and for any medical concerns that you may have. We help people with their preventative health, such as getting their colonoscopy or their mammogram, but we also treat high blood pressure, diabetes, and many other diseases. Most importantly, we are the doctors who know you and your family's history in order to help you be your healthiest self and to navigate any medical challenges that may come your way.
Sometimes it can be a little confusing what the differences are. What's the difference between family medicine, internal? What are the different types?
Yes, so there are different types. A primary care provider may be trained in internal medicine, family medicine, or they could be a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant. For the most part, we all provide the same care. It's just different providers may see different ages. While internal medicine doctors see adults, family medicine doctors will see all ages, including kids, but that's really the biggest difference.
Like I was just talking about, life changes happen. You may move. Your doctor might move. You don't want to let it go too long that you don't have a PCP there ready to go. Tell us why it's so important at the end of the day to have a primary care provider that you can reach out to when you need help.
Yeah, this is a great question. So we all do our best to take care of ourselves. We never really know when we may need a doctor. So it's important to have someone who knows us to take care of us when we are in need of medical care. So I think of a PCP as the quarterback of the football team. We read the field, or we interpret your labs, your imaging, and the history you're giving us. And then we choose the best play. That could be medication, that could be lifestyle changes, or that could be meeting with a specialist. But possibly our biggest role is communication. So we communicate with the other members of your medical team to make sure we're all on the same page. For someone new to Chicago or the Chicagoland area, it might be hard to figure out where to get new doctors, and we can help with that.
And so if you're new to Chicagoland, or maybe you're just thinking you might want to make a change in your PCP, what should someone consider when it comes to choosing a primary care provider? Because not everybody's the same, and everybody, personalities are different.
Yeah, this I think is hard, and it's hard to tell ahead of time, but it's important to find someone you're comfortable with that you feel you can be honest with and receive the best care possible. So here at Northwestern Medicine, we have a really great website where you can see your primary care doctor's profile, their interests. A lot of us even have videos you can watch so you can get an idea of what we care about and how we talk. Really just finding someone that's going to listen to you and take the best care of you possible.
We're chatting with Dr. Scarpato on Voices of Better Medicine. She's a family medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine, and we're happy to have you here to get your advice. We're continuing to talk about choosing a primary care provider, which the health system can be overwhelming. Do you have any advice for listeners who might be struggling to find a PCP?
Yeah, like here in Chicago, we have so many options, but it can still be overwhelming because it can be hard to find the person that you like or relate to or that fits your schedule. I think it's really important to plan ahead. So schedule that new patient visit a couple months before you think you really want to do it or before you're sick and really need that doctor. So that way you have someone that you've established with, that you have a relationship with, and someone you can reach out to when you're not feeling good.
So Dr. Scarpato, you found your doctor, you're ready to go. What should a patient do when it comes to preparing for the first initial visit?
So in that first visit, your doctor is going to get to know you. They're going to go through your medical history, your surgical history, and anything that might run in your family. So it's really helpful to talk to your family members, whether that's your parents or your grandparents, and ask them, does anything run in our family? Are you taking any medications for any medical conditions that might affect you? And then secondly, it'd be really helpful to bring in your vaccine records so we can make sure you're up to date on anything recommended.
That's great. Well, reach out to Northwestern Medicine and get that primary care provider scheduled. Dr. Scarpato, thank you for this information and thank you for keeping Chicagoland healthy.
Yeah, thank you for having me.